This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F, like Frank, and like November, E-Y. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Ruth Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y, date of birth 5-1-1943. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Story with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was April 1st of this year. She did have a fall in September, went to the ER, but did not have any fractured bones at that point. But early in December, she had a stroke. And then after she was treated, she was sent to Sheridan for inpatient rehab and was there about 3 to 4 weeks. She initially had right-sided weakness, and it's much improved now. And she is back home, but her grandson lives with her and does all the cooking and helps her with her activities of daily living. She's very glad to be back home. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dysuria. She does have occasional urinary incontinence, and that is stable. No edema. Medication list is reviewed. She's on 10 milligram of Lasix daily. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day with 100 milligrams, as she actually gets 150 milligram twice daily of metoprolol. She's off Losartan, and now she's on Jardiance, 25 milligram once daily. And she's on Synthroid, Metformin, potassium chloride, 8 mil equivalent daily. Keflex is 250 milligram daily for UTI prevention. And physical exam, weight 175 pounds. That's about a 5-pound decrease since April of last year. And blood pressure was 120 over 66. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 9th of 2024. Creatinine is slightly improved, 1.85. Estimated GFR is 27. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.5, albumin 3.7, hemoglobin 11.8, with a normal white count and normal platelets. And hemoglobin A1C was 7. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, anemia of chronic disease. 4, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.